With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. White House is suggesting a military option for taking over Greenland. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt said the president and his team are discussing a range of options and that utilizing the U.S. military is always an option. In a statement, she said Donald Trump has made it well known that acquiring Greenland is a national security priority of the United States. Overseas, European leaders have announced their opposition to any U.S. takeover, saying Greenland belongs to its people. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Department of Homeland Security launching in Minnesota what's being called the largest immigration enforcement operation ever carried out. An official says 2,000 federal agents and officers likely to be deployed in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area. Federal authorities say the move began over the weekend and targets alleged fraud involving Somali residents. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem was seen participating in one arrest over the weekend, all part of that crackdown. Vice President J.D. Vance says Americans will feel the benefits of President Trump's trade deals, with international investment money flowing into the United States to support manufacturing for domestic labor.
You've got trillions and trillions of dollars of investment that are coming into the United States, building factories, reinvesting in the American worker. And when that, the American people, I think, really see the fruits of all those new factories coming online, they're going to realize that we were sold a lie in this country for 40 years. And the lie was that America needed to rely on other people to make our stuff.
Safety regulators imposing the largest fine ever on a company responsible for leaking more than 1 million gallons of oil into the Gulf of Mexico in 2023. This is SRN News. Well, Christians in Nigeria are hoping that 2026 brings peace.
The plight of believers being violently persecuted by Muslim terrorists has drawn the eyes of the world in recent years, and in the final days of last year, President Trump launched airstrikes against those terror groups. The hope of religious freedom advocates around the globe is that the Nigerian government will rouse itself and make the destruction of radical Muslims a priority. But critics point out that most of the top government positions are occupied by Muslims with mostly Muslim constituencies. Michael Harrington reporting.
Well, Americans are disconnected from each other at historic levels, buffeted by what experts call an epidemic of loneliness. In cities and towns around the country, many churches and other groups are working to reconnect their communities. Neighborhood Resilience Project, an Orthodox Christian social service agency in Pittsburgh, hosts a food pantry and free health clinic to help out. This is SRN News. A longtime commissioner of a major American motorsports league stepping down.
NASCAR Commissioner Steve Phelps has announced his resignation after over 20 years with the organization. His departure follows a federal trial where inflammatory texts he sent during revenue-sharing negotiations were revealed. Phelps will leave at the end of the month, ahead of the season's start. His texts, including a derogatory comment about Hall of Fame team owner Richard Childress, led to backlash from supporters. His contributions to NASCAR include expanding its international presence and returning the sport during the COVID-19 shutdown. NASCAR has not announced plans to replace him immediately. I'm Geffen Coolball.
Authorities releasing security footage of a person of interest in the killing of an Ohio couple. Police in Columbus asked to conduct a wellness check and found Dr. Spencer Tepp and his wife Monique shot to death in their home on December 30th. More details, srnnews.com.